Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, she is sponsored by Loinish Vassam Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're only going to see Adav and Beis. The Gemara Mudal tells us, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, in a bracha metzuyo el bedovar hasomu minayim. The bracha is only in something which is covered from the eye. And the Gemara goes on and brings the Tali of Rabbi Shmuel, it says, in a bracha metzuyo el bedovar sheina ayin shalet es boy. The bracha is only something that the eye does not control. And the Maharal, the Ben Yoyoda, explained, that the difference between Rabbi Yitzchak and Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yitzchak says that as long as you don't know how much is there is there, you know what there's there, you know there's wheat, you know there's barley, but you don't know how much. That's called Dovar Sominayin Ya Bracha. But Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says you need more than that. You need to not, in order to have full bracha, you need to not know at all what's there. It should be completely covered. You should not see, not the wheat, not the barley, you don't see anything. But Gopanim, we see over here the bracha specifically when we don't know how much there's there. What's shot in that? So Rabbi Bechaye, beginning of Parsh Kisiso, says, Dover Niflo Me'oyed. Says, you know, that we know, we believe, it's as Ramban tells us in the end of Parsh's Boy, that's the whole concept of Tzias Mitzrayim, is that everything that happens to us is a miracle. Every person has miracles happening to him the whole time, every single day, every single moment. Al Nisecho Shebechol Yoyimimono. But the miracles that are happening to us are nisim nistorim, or hidden miracles. They're not revealed, they're not on the surface. To do a nes goloi, a miracle you should see in your face and in front of you, that's something that doesn't happen a lot, happens only to Am Yisrael. To do a nes goloi, that's something which is not easy to do. But a nes nistor, a hidden nes, a miracle which you don't see, that happens the whole time. Says Rabbi Bechaye, that's the pshat. A person wants that bracha, he has wheat. If you don't see how much it is, you don't know how much it is, you didn't count it. So you ask for bracha, the bracha can come, that's a nes nistor, that's a hidden miracle. A hidden miracle can happen the whole time. But once you went and you counted it, you know exactly how much it is. You ask for a bracha, you want to double it. So you want to be soymech l'nes, ain't soymech l'nes, you don't daven for a nes galu that happens in front of your eyes, it's something that we cannot rely on and we cannot ask for. It goes over Rabbi Bechaye to say that that's what's ayin hara do. What's ayin hara? Bad eye. When the eye sees something, it puts it into the realm of seeing. Once it's in the realm of seeing, you can't anymore affect it with a nes. You can't change it. Once it comes to the level of teva, of nature, in front of your eyes, the eye is able to capture it, now you can't change it because any change is a miracle. And he goes on to explain, that's the reason when we count Am Yisrael, we use Machzis HaShekel, because we don't have a real count. Having a count by numbers puts it into the realm of Re'iyo, and then you can't have Bruch over there. And the Sefer Arvi Nachal Pasha told us, he takes this to another level. He starts by saying that the Hester is not only that you have to have a Bruch from Shemaim to increase your money, but every person needs to look at himself the Hester. A person should now really know his value and how great he is. A person should look at himself always that he has something to fix, that he's not perfect. He doesn't see, that he doesn't have the count of who he really is and what he really is accomplishing. And that hester, that levush, that you don't really see clearly, that itself will bring a lot of bracha to the person. And he continues on to say, based on the Arizal, that when you get to the level of re'iyo, of ayin, that's a level which is already revealed in the world. But whatever is above Re'iyo belongs to a very high place. It belongs to a place which is above this world. That's what it says by Yosef HaTzadik. It says, Oyle Ayin. He goes above the eye to a level which is no Ayin Hara, because it's beyond all the chesroiness and the blemishes that this world has. That's what's called Bechinas HaKeser, the crown which is above the world. And then he says that that's the pshat. The Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachas to Yaakov. He purposely, the Mishamayim, they arranged that Yitzchak will be blind. Yitzchak will not be able to see who he's giving the bracha to. Because the brachas show you specifically, bedavar hasomu minayim, say that you do not catch with Re'iyo, with your eyesight. It's a much higher level of bracha. And in a few Sifri Chassidus is brought down. That's why the Mandomer here in the Gemara that speaks about the Eina Brocha Sheryl Dover Soyu Minayin is Rabbi Yitzchok, Keneged Yitzchok Avinu, the same name, Yitzchok Avinu, who gave the Brocha without seeing, meaning a big greater Brocha without knowing who he's giving it to, with above the level of the ri'iyah of the eyesight. And the Teres Chaim here brings the example that we know when Elisha gave the special bracha to the Isha Shunamis, told her, I want to give you a lot of food to come out, she says, go in, close your door. Always bracha comes when you don't have the eye. The eye is mitzamtzen, the eye puts into boundaries the world. And when the world is in the level of eye, suddenly you can see the bracha, which comes from a much higher place, cannot come. We should all be zoichet to a bracha which is beyond the eye, oile ayin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.